What do we teach our children when we offer them plastic hair dye toy horses in advance of a ceremony commemorating the people that perished in the Second World War? I was thinking that when I was watching television on the evening of May 4th, just before 8 p.m., waiting for the annual broadcast of the ceremony on the Dam in Amsterdam to start, honoring the people that died as a result of the atrocities of the Second World War. Advancing the program was a block of commercials. Normally, I avoid advertising like the plague. I find it extremely disturbing to observe how many hours a day people spend watching or listening to commercials and, in fact, literally and figuratively buy what they have to offer, exposing themselves in a Pavlov response, drooling over products they would never have thought of buying or even knew they needed. So also here, 5 minutes before the World War II commemoration was about to start, I found myself watching plastic toy horses that could be groomed into different hair colors. What are we telling the children that are watching this commercial? In a few moments, we will show you images to remind you 85 million people died because of a war, but meanwhile you can live in fantasy land using environment-polluting products. What's the message here? And what's next, I sometimes wonder. Kardashian lookalike dolls that you can do your own plastic surgery on to make them look better? How can we teach our children not to repeat the mistakes humanity made 79 years ago when we start by telling them they can full-heartedly put the emphasis on appearances, on what they look like? Each returning year, I watch the documentaries on the Second World War and search my heart for an explanation how people can do this to each other. This year, I saw a picture of a perfectly likable-looking group of women on a holiday, relaxing in a forest, doing sports and having a picnic. Seconds later, I learn these women are guards of a German concentration camp, having a day off. How can these two things exist next to each other with pictures to prove it? A sunny day out in the forest and next day back to work, killing thousands of fellow human beings. Some of you might think it stretches too far to compare these two examples, but how can we expect our children to understand the meaning of compassion and gratitude when we precede the examples by the commercial about plastic toys, of which you can change the hair color, an extension, pardon the pun, of the Barbie culture we raise our daughters with? To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.